lot of that stuff's been evaporating in recent years. People are just moving to, you know, to cellular services to do that stuff, and 800 megahertz, you know, things like that. But VHF's almost crickets anymore. Very specialized, you know, just, you know, that's why it's, you know, you always see that in public safety radios. You'll see, you know, there'll be 800 plus VHF because it's that's a fire thing. You know, fire department thing. And then the UHF side, you don't see as frequently. You'd see that probably in like L.A., New York, and but often they're running T bands, so they're the high split, and on the UHF side of the house anyhow. But you know, just reasons why certain radios pop up and that. So yep, I don't know how much, you know, there's how much UHF radios, you know, the DMR stuff. I think a lot of the businesses that are maintaining radio anymore, they're kind of moving in that direction.
Yeah, and that's why the 7000s that I've been seeing are all the VHF 7800s, so, which is a bummer, but I gotta find a home for those. And then, yeah, I've been seeing a little, when I do see stuff, I have been seeing a little bit more DMR. I haven't seen any more HTs in a while, but every now and again I come across a VHF mobile DMR radio, so there's just none of that around here.
I have a home for one of those 7000s.
Yeah, I got to get some information for you.